Salutations, people. Salutations. I am here to go over, I guess, like part of me really feels like I should do like a separate broadcast to kind of crystallize everything that kind of went on during the Common Ground Summit, the United for Common Ground Summit in Houston, Texas. But basically what I'm going to be doing with this little mini cast with you guys is kind of giving you a summary of the events and the discussions that took place there. I should have gone and got the notes that I took there, but I'm going to be going off of the kind of feedback email that was sent towards the core group of people that was there. Now, before I go into this, I really think it's imperative that people understand you have people in these types of positions who are legitimately trying to figure out better ways to get you guys more information. It's just crazy to think about, you know, how many people were there, actually, how many different outlets were there and were present trying to come up with effective solutions, and just like what's gonna spawn out through that, you know. And I'll be talking about that in this edition because it's important that we get this kind of stuff on record. But, you know, one of the reasons I'm having such a hard time trying to start this off or to get things going is, how do I effectively tell you guys everything that went on there, and at the same time tell you that we're going to increase our efforts basically tenfold? The best way that I can describe it is, you know, before we were running off of the trial version, the beta run, the version 1.0 of everything that we were doing. What's happening now is you're having all these other alternative media organizations figure out how to become legit, how to become like not necessarily mainstream or even up there, but we're trying to figure out how to optimize all of our efforts, legitimize everything we're doing, get more credentials, and just grow, essentially. Now, I think everybody can see that the dying media, mainstream media, corporate-controlled media, I think everybody can kind of see that losing its grip, and that's why people, you know, want this kind of content. That's why they want this kind of information, because they want to have these type of discussions, and they're not necessarily hearing it out there on mainstream media, on CNN, on on Fox, on MSNBC, you know, on CNBC, on any of these types of places, BBC. They're not hearing this type of stuff. I think everybody gets that. And so you can see this response from mainstream media to clamp down on alternative media. And I know you guys get this stuff already. I guess I'm just trying to set the tone for what we're going to be discussing. You know, the first thing right here on one of the themes that we discussed there was the creation of an independent media coalition, /hub/Alliance. Now, I just said CNN, right? Jokingly, I think about, what about a CCN, a Conscious Coalition Network, right? Like Freedom Faction, but a Conscious Coalition Network of people who write articles, who produce content, who do videos, who do all of this different type of stuff just underneath the umbrella of the Conscious Coalition Network. Sorry, had a brain fart right there. and this is the very first thing that I think people wanted to get off when we were talking about this type of stuff. How do we get off of mainstream media platforms or mainstream social media? Like Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, how do we get off of these types of things, but still bring that audience with us as we make this migration? We had the leader or the creator of Minds.com there, right? He's trying to figure out ways to basically integrate features like live streaming, like questions and answers, like everything you see happening. He's trying to integrate that onto Minds to basically help us still deliver the kind of content that you guys need. You hear me say this all the time, or at least you guys should hear me say this all the time whenever I post where you can listen to our podcast. We diversify the information because you guys deserve it. And what I mean by that is appealing to people with video, appealing to people with audio, appealing to people with articles, you see, appealing to people with memes, graphics, artwork, graffiti, language, books, culture. And so everything that you start, for people who paid attention to the podcast and paid attention to everything that our aspect of this coalition has done, you've heard me talk about these types of things before, but now you're seeing these ideas take form and shape with everybody else. So we're starting to create more of a kind of, I guess, interconnected alternative media network. And I really like that. Forgive me, still trying to get over this cold. I'm going to read the quick little description here. It says, this idea was mentioned over and over in different forms. At the heart of it, it seems like many of us agree, unifying in some ways the key to surviving censorship in 2019 and beyond. We discussed creating a new hub that could bring together journalists from the left, the right, and everything in between. Obviously, this needs to be hashed out. What are the criteria, the standards to be accepted? But it's apparent that it needs to happen. This would, or could be, a voluntary mutual defense agreement, which different outlets and journalists come to the aid and of other members who are censored and attacked in some way. This could include publishing press releases, articles, and videos shining light on an injustice taking place against our alliance. Again, this would be completely voluntary. If someone doesn't want to do the work, that's up to you and your standards, or not something you want to support, then don't. That simple. So this is just, again, one of the kind of thoughts that you guys see us talking about as a greater collective. We're able to influence a lot more people than even I know. And so we need to start thinking down that line. One of the, if you guys go listen to I think it's part two of the United for Common Ground Summit, you'll hear me in there say, like, we need to highlight people who are doing things that we're not doing. And what I mean by that is, we need to have people who cover angles that we don't necessarily cover. We're fighting our own battles right now, right? We need people who can cover angles of the fight. Our six, our seven, you know, our nine. We need people who can cover angles that we don't necessarily see, because we're not necessarily focused on those types of things. The perfect example, I think the machines are going to take over the jobs. So I cover the technocracy, the automation, the socioeconomic reformation, building the matrix and all this type of stuff. I don't necessarily focus on the politics aspect, and so that means that we can find somebody that can focus on this type of stuff. Yeah, precisely, New World Order. We need to find more people to include in this coalition so that we can create a more diverse discussion. And I've talked about this prior to going to the actual summit, how everybody that's on social media right now, how they are their own version, their own weapon system, essentially. Fighting for consciousness in the war on consciousness right now. Factions of Freedom is its own weapon system. Free Thought Project is its own weapon system. The anti-media, its own weapon system. We all are our own weapon systems in this fight against consciousness, and that's why a renaissance is going to be the way that we innovate our way out of control. That's it. Now, the next thing, which I think will be a little bit more interesting to create, that I'll probably, I don't know if I'll have any hand in it, but they say they want an indie media newswire. They want to create an indie newswire that can compete with AP, Reuters, UPI, etc. And the idea behind that is the CCN, the Conscious Coalition Network, where you have this this organization that's just putting out continual content that doesn't lean necessarily left or right. It just looks at the facts. And it allows for these other branches to come out there and come talk about these types of things, and that's what we need. We are not going to find the solutions against censorship set in stone. What we'll find is that we're going to have to do it all, because the minute that one thing starts to work, they're going to chop that down. We have to get used to the censorship, but we have to think in the context of constantly expanding. Constantly innovating, of constantly growing, of constantly diversifying what we're doing, so the message can still get out there. Right here, I'll read this, and then I'll go on to the next one. It says, we started the summit with the idea of bringing people together who were anti-war, anti-censorship activists, and journalists who were credible and factual in their reporting. Even with those standards, we understand that they can be interpreted differently by each of us. This is also why we want to emphasize that this alliance would not necessitate that every outlet endorse the views of everyone involved. coming to the aid of each other or supporting each other's political views or analysis is not a requirement. And that's, again, important as well, because in advocating free speech, right, you can't say I'm for censorship and for free speech. You can't be for the First Amendment and censorship. These are diametrically opposed. That's why you have to, even if you don't agree with a viewpoint, you have to, you know, allow this asshole to have their viewpoint. You can't say, I want to shut down the opposition, because one, not only will we know what the opposition thinks, like we have to know what the opposition thinks. And if we do that, two, that means that our argument is invalid. It's not factual. You see, it's not free. So that's definitely something that was talked about, is even though there might not be, you know, unilateral cohesion, there has to be differences that have to be appreciated amongst the whole. So definitely super powerful stuff. And this next one, where we migrate to all kind of alternative platforms, right? This is a major thing that people are still trying to figure out how to kind of go about. Because the Tower of Facebook, or the Tower of Babel Facebook, you know, because we're all babbling on Facebook, the Tower of Babel that is Facebook, is falling. So now all these other smaller social media platforms are popping up. You know, Steemit, Minds, Vero, Habanus. Real quick, while we're here on alternative media platforms, in the comments, if you guys could, let me know what kind of alternative media platforms that you guys have heard of that you might even be using. So with the time that we have right now, go ahead and put some of the alternative media platforms that you've looked at, that you've thought about using, that you might have a profile on. You know, there's Colossal. You know, there's also Gab. There's all kinds of different media platforms that are spawning up because people are getting tired of Facebook. Your grandma uses Facebook. Why would you use Facebook? I feel like that's half of the allure of the internet, is the anonymity behind things. And when you go onto Facebook, you're essentially connected. You're not allowed to be yourself. You have to be who you are. You have to be what you're already defined as. And so people don't necessarily like that. People come over here, over to Instagram and to Twitter to embrace a world without I guess bringing worldly baggage. I don't know how you would describe it, but I hope you guys get what I mean. And in doing this, because this all ties into migrating to alternative platforms, in doing this, people are able to understand themselves better. And this is the tool of technology. You can get lost on the internet, or you can find yourself. But that's another philosophical discussion for another day. We will be migrating, a lot of people, if they haven't already, they will be migrating to minds.com. We already have a profile there. You guys can find us. It's at Freedom Faction, or just look up Factions of Freedom. It's not as fluid as we would like for it to be, but I think that comes with us having to use it first. You gotta think, Facebook's been here since like 2006, you know, so they've had a fair amount of time to kind of get some bugs knocked out of the way. Minds is having to come up in the time frame of censorship. And it's not being endorsed by DARPA or the Defense Department or big tech money like Silicon Valley. This is being done by independent people who understand what's going on. So we have this whole thing where we give authority to what looks good and what feels good, rather than giving credibility to the things that have been built up over time. But that's another discussion for another day. But to speak on this whole migrating to another to alternative platforms, that's exactly what a lot of people are going to be doing. We're going to be migrating from Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, to things like Minds.com, Vero, and Habanus that can support the type of content that we're wanting to put out. I think on the same way that Instagram has a IGTV feature where I can upload a video that's like 10 minutes long, right? I think Minds.com has the same kind of feature where I can upload a video. It's either 5 or 10 minutes long. So they're trying to play catch up. They're trying to emulate and mimic some of these mainstream social media platforms. But it's hard because we've become so used to everything that we're doing here. And that's why I have to do what I have to do to migrate you guys off. But this is another discussion for another day. The point is every time we're doing these types of things, we're becoming dependent upon our adversary to get our message. And that's a problem because they have already won. If we're not willing to not necessarily play dirty, but if we're not willing to take that extra step, go that extra mile, put in that extra work, then everything that is here deserves to be taken, because then this is theirs. You know, I didn't do what I needed to do and create something outside of that. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and YouTube, it's not what you do. They should just only amplify what you do. They should be the megaphones of what you do. So operating primarily on these platforms, you're doing yourself a disservice. We should be using these things, but not as the primary operating system of what we're doing. And so that's again, another thing that we talked about. And the same way, you know, the same way that I post that we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, TuneIn Radio, Patreon, right? I have to make up, and I've been saying this, I have to make a whole separate graphic to show you guys all of the other alternative media platforms that we're on. People expect for us to do what we do on Facebook and Instagram every single day, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter every single day. But, you know, what happens when we start to switch that up? I kind of experimented with that last year whenever I started uploading articles to the website every single day. And let me tell you, it's not that it's time consuming. It's just there has to be a much more efficient way of getting that type of stuff done. So it's just crazy. It's just crazy thinking about all the work that has to be done. But yes, migrating to alternative platforms is definitely something that was discussed at the summit. 4, moving on. Sharing resources and collaboration. I feel like I do that all the time. My whole operation would not be able to exist if I didn't, you know, work with the Free Thought Project or the Anti-Media or any other outlets that reposted their work. You know, the next stage is to try to like build, is to try to reach up to some of the bigger alternative media platforms, and trying to get some of their content on. But that's something personal. Sharing resources and collaboration. We need better collaboration between our groups. We need more aggregating of each other's articles and memes. We need to share content from each other's pages and sites. There was also discussion of cross-platform promotion, basically everything I do. For example, sharing a meme on Instagram regarding an article written by Mint Press News and taking memes from our Instagram and reposting them on Facebook and elsewhere. Also, interviewing each other for our platforms and podcasts. Yeah, that's what I do already, so I'm already at step 4 on this type of stuff. But I want to say this real quick, you know, I don't really think about these types of things until moments like this where I have like a moment and I review my life and I'm like, oh wow, a lot of stuff's happening. People need to see this kind of synergy. People need to see this kind of teamwork. They need to see this kind of cohesion. They need to see this kind of networking, man. They need to see us. There needs to be like a face, there needs to be like a feel, there needs to be like some kind of like aroma or ether or aura or energy, something that comes from what we do, besides just paranoia, fear, and confusion. You know, my whole thing, whenever I started the podcast, my whole thing was like, look, I want to talk about all this crazy shit, but I want to make sure I have my facts on point so that if people say I'm crazy, it's like, no, I'm just reading the documents. I'm reading what's actually going on. That's why, like, I was just reading for a while. I was just reading straight Agenda 21, like, Sustainable Development Goals. You know, that's why I was just printing out document after document after document. That's why I made The Vault, is because I wanted to talk about this type of stuff. But what I'm trying to say is I'm trying to normalize stuff that's extraordinarily unnatural. Vaccines, unnatural. GMOs, unnatural. Chemtrails, unnatural. Eugenics, cloning. Social engineering, behavior modification, mind control, New World Order, Illuminati. I'm trying to normalize stuff that is extraordinarily unnormal or unnatural. And I can see how that would be unnerving for people, but that's why we have to do what we have to do and make this something that's easily approachable. I know it's scary, but what's even scarier to me is the fact that we have mindless living zombies going about their entire life not questioning what's going on. That's scary to me. But let me get back to this real quick before I go off on some tangent on some crazy shit. Sharing resources and collaboration. This is why, you know, this is why fellowship and freedom exists. This is why the podcast exists, so I can have more people on, so we can have like an open discussion about this. If you guys go back and listen to some of the earlier episodes, you'll hear me say, I wanted to create a platform for us to have a discussion, a honest and open discussion about these types of things. That's why, you know, that's why I have Billy Carson. That's why I have on Truth Is Our Religion. That's why I have on Truth Is Terrorism. That's why I have on Vegan Takeover. That's why I have on Third Eye Opener. That's why I have on Serious Knowledge. That's why I've had on, that's why I want to continue to have on everybody that is on Instagram doing this whole conscious movement thing, because we need to create a whole dialogue. We need to change the narrative. We need to step up for our generation. This is why I'm excited to have Rizza Islam on this weekend on Fellowship and Freedom Sunday to talk about that, to talk about community activism, how you get out there, all the other things that you can do, and the power that one individual has. We keep expecting one person to do all of this type of work, and not only is that selfish, ignorant, and neglectful, but we do a disservice to ourselves. You are a powerful son bitch, let me tell you. You are a powerful, powerful son bitch. But you wouldn't know that because you're too busy flipping through somebody else's fucking life. You won't ever understand how beautiful or how amazing or how powerful you can be if you're scrolling through life. That's what Snapchat is vicariously living through another individual. You will continually refuse to live and appreciate your life because you will constantly try to compare yourself to another individual. It's crazy, the behavior modification, the social engineering, and the stuff that's going on. And that's why we have to do what we have to do and show people that these things are happening. We have to be that safe haven for alternative people who are seeking a different lifestyle. All I can tell you guys is this, is be who you were when you were younger. The way I see what I'm doing now is there's a me out there learning from me who's going to be better for all of us. All I wanted to do when I was younger was talk about everything you see going on right now, and that's why I'm pushing so hard to try to do as much as I can so that the next generation that comes after us has to push twice as hard to make a statement, to not only do it for themselves, but to do it for the generation. We have a generational responsibility to step up, show synergy, show teamwork. And I think that's something that, I don't know, I just, it really does just come natural to me to have these kinds of conversations with so many different people. And that's why I keep telling you guys, we are all masters of our own battles, of our own fights. And whenever we recognize this, that's when we step into war. That's where we are these days. So as far as sharing resources and collaboration, that's everything I do. That's why I don't do, like, you know, random shout-outs and just repost anybody that's doing nothing, man. I want to have people on and thank you. I want to have people on so we can talk about this. Have, like I said, cover the angles that I don't think about. I'm over here fighting one thing, looking at one thing, trying to do what I can. If we get an entire army of people out here, if we get an entire freedom faction of individuals who are ready to just like fight up everything that's going on, we'll have renaissance. We'll have change. It's going to happen. All right. Right here. Building a brand not reliant on social media. And this is why this is my biggest fight right now. I have to figure out, you know, how to do everything that I'm doing here, but not here. I've got to post the articles, post the videos. You know, I still got to do the episodes, do the interviews off Instagram. I got to get people to see the news. I got to spread the information. I got to show the connectivity, not on Instagram. So how does that look? We talked about this before. We just talked about it with the podcast and everything else. How does that look? Building a brand that's not reliant on social media, radio, network, podcast, internet, radio. Social media is not the internet. Okay, social media social media is like a little magnifying glass on the internet. You see what I'm saying? Like, I was talking to Ford Fisher, one of the people there. I guess he does videos out in Washington, D.C. You know, we were talking about a sentient AI underneath, within like the 80% of the dark web, you know, we only have access to like 10-20% of the surface web. And then, you know, what Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter show you are a sliver of even that. And I just laugh, you know, because we get so caught up on essentially the tip of the iceberg, not even aware of just like what of all the information that's out there. Like what we're doing with social media is basically like distilling everything that's going on into a box. We're literally like trying to take pictures of reality and then explaining it like within characters. You can't do that. I've talked about that even with Twitter. Like we're going through an awakening process, and I'm supposed to be saying government. I'm supposed to be saying enlightening, positive statements as approved by Twitter within 140 characters. You can't do that. You can't do that, and that's exactly what they're trying to do. So how do you build a brand that's not reliant on social media? Part of it is mindset. What we're doing right here is I'm appealing to you guys, to the audience, right? I'm directly appealing to you guys. You guys are able to see your host and your page owner, right? This is convenient. Unfortunately, everything is, we want things to be convenient. We don't know how, in a world of instant gratification, we have no concept of patience. We want things yesterday because it was convenient. And that's a problem. So how do I build a brand that's not relying on social media? That's what you guys see me kind of doing today. I've eased up on posting like 20 fucking things every day, right? And I'm trying to focus on getting more content out to you guys, on putting out more videos, more broadcasts, more of these types of things. I don't know if I talked about this with this whole presentation. But one of the things that I want to do too is get like a Roku channel and try to do more video broadcasts. What I want to also do too is, and this is just some insider knowledge, I still got to tell like everybody that was at the summit about this. You know, Ron Johnson last year, sometime last year, he had offered me a slot basically working with Stranger Than Fiction News because he wanted to have like a daily, he wanted to start doing daily broadcasts, right? Daily things every single day. And I was like, well, I don't know if I can do that, Ron. Like, I don't even do my own podcast every day, man, but I'll try to help you out as much as I can. Obviously, you know, that relationship didn't go on as long as I would like for it to. But what I gained from Ron when he was trying to do that is he was trying to take over basically the airwaves, and he was trying to take over the social media time and all this other stuff. He was trying to create a truly alternative media network, right? One that's broadcasting on Facebook, on YouTube, and I suggested radio, internet radio, just because people don't always have the time to look at stuff, especially if they're going to be like 3-hour long broadcasts. But that's what we're going to be doing, I think, or that's what I'm going to pitch to them in the future, is that we come up with our own CCN, our own Conscious Coalition Network, that broadcasts from a certain time every single day. And I think that would be cool, you know. What if you had Factions of Freedom in the morning, you had the Free Thought Project in the middle of the day, and then you had like the anti-media at the evening, and then at the wee hours of the morning, you know, you had the Minds Unleashed or Collective Evolution talking about like some crazy cool, you know, spiritual stuff, you know, and that would be it. That's how we combat this type of stuff. So I'm going to be looking at like a Roku channel to see if we can do that, and then I want to network with them to see like if that's a possibility, because people need to know that this type of stuff is out there. They need to know that the content's being consistently put out there, and that there are individuals who have their best interest at heart and are not trying to lead them astray. You know, people need to know that we're not just doing this for fucking selfies and likes, man. That we're not just doing this so we can be cool and relevant. That we have this like innate need in us to just like help and be better and to grow. And you guys need to know this. You guys need to know that there's more to this than just posting on social media. I think that's where people kind of get lost. Is it like, where's the change? You know, what's going on? How have things grown? You know, and I can't tell you then. The only thing I could tell you how things have grown is because of how we are now. We've had to grow to fit the need. What do they say? The man fits the time, or the time makes the man. One of the two. We have got to grow out of necessity. And I feel like that's going to be one of the things that I see working in the future. It might be optimistic of me to hope that it's like a TV show type of thing or like a network type of thing. You know, I'd be comfortable with it even being radio, man. But I for sure think that's going to be some of the solutions we'll have in the future. Okay, last thing. Pop in my ears. Okay, last thing. 6, alternative ad network / partnering with ethical and conscious businesses. This was also brought up several times. Since many of us lost revenue via social media censorship or loss of Google ad money, we are looking for alternative ways to support the journalism / activism efforts. Now, I'll tell you guys right now, I, for the life of me, could not figure out Google Ads. So I wasn't ever making any money off of website traffic. Never was. I wish I could. I wish I could. I talked to Nick Burnaby. I talked to Nick Burnaby of the Anti-Media. I was like, yo, bro, huge fan. Huge fan of the Anti-Media for sure. So you guys lost money with Google Ads? Like, yo, dude, how? I didn't even get Google Ads to work with my website. Like, what the fuck? And he's just like, yo, tell me about it. And I told him everything that went down. And he was just like, word, well, after this, we'll link up and we'll talk. And we did. And I didn't get Google Ads working, but we talked about other stuff. And basically what I'm trying to say right now is because I did not know that these were ways to make money, I had to figure out other ways to make money doing what we do. This is why I partnered. And this is not a plug, but boom, right here. This is a, I think the Instagram should be here. No, it's not on here. This is a Jay of Truth Is Our Religions, right there. Boom, Natural Shilajit. Put it right there. And then, I actually think I got the CBD oil. Yeah, right here too. Swear to God, I was not trying to plug or plan this. But these are just some of the things I'm using to still fight off this nasal congestion. And this is all stuff that pertains to it, too. I did not know. First off, I did all this stuff. I didn't want to get paid. You know, I did all this stuff for free. I was just, you know, just posting stuff. I wanted to get it out there. And I saw all this stuff going on and I wanted to talk about it. You know, and then we started growing more. We started putting out more content, doing different types of work. And I had to figure out ways to get funded. You know, I started doing promos and ads on the page. People started approaching me with products and stuff. And so I had to learn how to figure out all this stuff. Now, you know, we're cutting. I have to cut ads for the CBD oil. I have to cut ads for the Shilajit, you know. I have some. We're going to be carrying some holistic, some natural organic holistic deodorant. Because I don't want to be putting aluminum in my body, and I'm also going to be looking at colloidal silver, and water filters, and all this other stuff. And you know, I'm having to think about all this stuff because it sounds crazy, but you got to think at the same time. This comes back to what we were talking about before: committing to a lifestyle of change, committing to this alternative lifestyle to where we don't necessarily, you know. Give our money to Big Pharma, give our money to Walmarts, you know, give our money to Kmart, give our money to these companies that don't really have interests in what we do. This is why we have to vote with our dollars, vote with our lifestyle, come up with like something that's alternative and legit. You know, this is what Ryan of Stand Up 9/11 was saying. This is how he finances some of his stuff with his sales of CBD oil. And so that's kind of where I have to go this year as well, is I have to seek out alternative brands that are willing to partner with us, that are willing to catch the flack, and are also willing to help us. You see, and it's all out of necessity. That's what I find crazy. It's out of necessity, and because people actually want it. People want to support the operation. They want to support what you do, what we're doing, and they also want to make an investment in themselves. You know, to double down to say, yeah, for sure, I'm not going to give my money to Walmart. I'm not going to give my money to all these types of places. So this is all stuff that we're having to figure out after the fact, after we've already created this stuff, after we've already been built, after we've already been kind of knocked down. And I think, again, that's just kind of crazy, because all you're really seeing us do is take it that much more serious. We're realizing that we're not just regular day independent researchers putting out content. Nope. This stuff's like actually affecting people. Like, oh God, you know, like these thoughts you're having and these things you're saying, they're influencing other people. And it's just crazy to think about. But I guess to get back to point, you know, this is why I did Patreon too, because I still want to give out the content. I still want to do this stuff, but I need to figure out a way to finance the operation. And this is no problem of your guys' own. This is just stuff that we're having to do on this end to provide you guys with even more content, so that we can basically say that our time's well invested. Like, it really is a blessing and an honor to be in this position, and that's why we're just trying to figure out how to do it the best we can, so that if anything does happen, we have alternatives on alternatives. And if down the line somebody else ever wants to pick this type of stuff up, they know the fight that they're in. And they have to adjust, they have to adapt, and they have to grow. Everything that we are doing is not for us. It's for what's coming, who comes after. That's why there's no set in stone answer for how do you fight censorship. You see what I'm saying? It's not just the idea of them shutting down your ability to say things on one platform. It's all of it. It's your ability to even operate as an individual. You see what I'm saying? So it was a very, very powerful thing. And that was just that was just what they could write up as some of the main themes that we discussed there. And I don't even have my own notes in front of me to kind of talk about what I wrote down. You know, but I wanted to get this type of stuff out to you guys, to you good folks, so that you understood, yeah, we didn't just go to Houston to stand around with our thumb up our ass. We went to Houston to come up with solutions, with strategies, with angles, with a lot of different things. And it's just, it's beyond an honor. It really is. Like, I feel the Consciousness Resistance, they reposted, they did an introduction. They did a video of all the introduction, the presentations, right? And they used our footage. And not only am I honored to have them use our footage, I felt bad because I could have done, you know, I could have done a better version of, I could have made clearer pictures, you know, I could have used the camera stand more. I could have charged up a second battery. There's so much more that I could have done to prepare so that I could put other people out there better. But, you know, these are things that you have to learn as part of your learning curve. This is what we've had to learn as we grow, man. And so, yeah, I guess to wrap this little broadcast up for you guys, this is the summary of the United for Common Ground Summit, put together by Derek Brose and Jason Bassler. And more of it's going to happen. It's what the beautiful thing about it is that it's starting right now at the start of the year. So this gives us the entire year to start implementing all these changes. And so you're going to see us kind of go up, down, you know, maybe come back around, do some flip-flopping. We're going to do a lot of random things, and it's not only to test the algorithms, but to also insert some of these new innovations that we have, or some of these new ideas. And I just keep getting excited, because it's just like, dude, what do you say to this, man? You know? And I was telling this to Georgie Treblecleff whenever I was at the gym. You know, I know this is we are strictly against secret societies, the Illuminati, the New World Order, and stuff like this. But this is essentially what's happening, is we're creating like not a secret society, conscious coalition. I'm saying that because it's out here in the public. Conscious. We're creating a conscious coalition of people who are that fourth narrative, who are, I guess, that fourth column, who are like trying to be the voice of the people. And that's just such a powerful thing to be a part of. I keep telling everybody, it feels like I'm, you know, being at the Justice League, like we're just dropping our fights and coming together to come fight this war. And that's really it. That's the only way I can like equate this type of stuff. Is you know, people care about all this other stuff, and I care about you guys. I care about the future. I care about our child's future. I care about everything that's going on, and to just, you know, be recognized and acknowledged for the work that you do. It's beyond humbling, and to know that personally, for me to know that I'm not even where I would like to be, and for that to still get recognition, that's great. But wait till you guys see what I actually want to do. That's why I'm trying to push so hard. That's why I take this serious. It's not just posting on Instagram. But come on now. It's more than that. It's always been more than that. And that's why they're trying to stop it, because there's a certain light that comes with sharing truth and being honest, and being, you know, just trying to be like a good person. And they're really trying to shut that down. But I digress. I think that's everything I want to cover for this minicast, or at least for this quick little broadcast. I may do a full broadcast going into depth about everything that was discussed there at the United for Common Ground Summit. But if you guys want, go check out parts 1 and 2. You can find that on our website. I'm going to be leaving it up there all year. All year. Until January 12th, 2020. So you can find it there on our website all year, parts 1 and 2. And if you don't have time to watch it, you can listen to it. It's on our podcast feed. I didn't upload the complete full compiled version. That's what you heard right there, is me kind of remembering something I didn't do. But you can listen to parts 1 and 2 on our audio podcast feed, and you can find the videos on our YouTube channel as well. Yeah, you know, there's more work that's got to be done, and we're doing our best to try to get it to you. Bear with us. Look forward to the episode this Sunday with Riza Islam on Fellowship and Freedom, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. It's going to be great. I'm excited to have him on. I'm excited to pick his brain. Oh, man. And it's just, again, I said this yesterday over the Instagram story. You know, I talk with all these revolutionaries. I talk with all these activists, these journalists, these people, these change makers, man. You know, I'm in between breaks of season 7 and season 8, and it's just hard to slow down. It's hard to take a second to breathe, because so much is happening right now. And I want to say this, and I'll close it out for you guys. You know, I think it took me basically like a week to figure out like how to come together and talk to you guys about this type of stuff. We live in a time frame of instant gratification. We want it yesterday. Something as monumental as that summit, it's taken me like this entire week to just like really come to grips with what's going on and what that means down the line. I understand potentialities. I understand how to read between the lines and understand these things. That many heads, that happening is going to change so much more than you think. And just being able to be a part of that is powerful. And so having to come share this type of stuff with you guys, it's also an honor. But that means that you guys also, you know, it's not that you have an obligation. We have a responsibility to do better. We have a responsibility to grow, to do what we can. You know, we can't get back to yesterday. It's an honor to be here to do these types of things, and I'm only going to do it better. Only going to do it better. It's all I can do. And yeah, that's what I got. Oh, wait, no. Let me finish. We live in a time of instant gratification. We need to learn to slow down, review, and internalize things, digest what is happening to us, and have revelations. Because we live in this instant gratification time frame, and we want everything yesterday, we don't ever think about what happened yesterday. We don't ever think about what we did yesterday to have everything that came to us. Your life is a sum culmination of all the choices you make. And if you want a certain thing, you have to give up other things. You have to be a certain way. Like, I can't explain these types of things to you guys while I'm trying to close out, but what I'm trying to say is learn to count your blessings. Learn to review your life. Don't get so much caught up in everything that's going on that you have no idea what's happening internally. You're changing and you're growing, whether or not you take part in it. We all feed beasts and blessings every day, but you got to learn to consciously catch yourself to develop this sense and ability to learn which beast to feed. And when I'm telling you guys to slow down, I'm telling you to slow down, count your blessings. Slow down, realize what just happened. Slow down, take a second to breathe. Slow down, think about what is happening to you, to those around you, and to everyone else. That's all I got. And you can't, and again, you can't think about that when you're scrolling through life. You can't think about these things when you're vicariously living through another via Snapchat. We have to be aware of half of the traps they're trying to set for us and consciously dismantle these things and be better. But that's what I got. That was the United for Common Ground Summit in Houston, Texas, January 12th, 2019. I hope to be a part of the future if they do another one. If you guys want, you can go to our Instagram TV and see my 5-minute speech. It's real short, to the point, not like this. But yeah, that's all I got for you guys. Tune into the episode with RZA Islam, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on Fellowship and Freedom this Sunday. Check the website for any content that I may have missed. Other than that, stay vigilant, gang. Expose lies and share truth. This is Noizero, Freedom Faction, out.